Page 62, Oregon Voter Registration Card. You may use this form to register to vote or update your information. If you are 17, you will not receive a ballot until an election occurs on or after your 18th birthday. Number one, print with a black or blue pen to complete the form. Number two, sign the form. Number three, mail or drop off the form at your county elections office. Your county elections office will mail you a voter notification card to confirm your registration. The deadline to register to vote is the 21st day before an election. Only registered voters are eligible to sign petitions. OregonVotes.gov or telephone 1-866-673-VOTE. That's 1-866-673-8683. Si habla español. TTY number 1-800-735-2900 for the hearing impaired. You must provide your valid Oregon driver's license permit or ID number. A suspended driver's license is valid. A revoked driver's license is not valid. Or, if you do not have valid Oregon ID, provide the last four digits of your Social Security number. Or, if you do not have a Social Security number or valid Oregon identification, provide a copy of one of the following that shows your name and current address. Acceptable identification includes a valid photo identification, a paycheck stub, a utility bill, a bank statement, a government document, proof of eligibility under the Uniformed and Overseas Citizens Absentee Voting Act, or UOCAVA, or the Voting Accessibility for the Elderly and Handicapped Act, VAEH. Information disclosure, information submitted on an Oregon voter registration card is public record. However, information submitted in the Oregon driver's license section is, by law, held confidential. Assistance. If you need assistance registering to vote or voting, please contact your county elections official. Page 63, here's the form. On top, qualifications. Are you a citizen of the United States of America, yes or no? Are you at least 16 years of age, yes or no? If you mark no in response to either of these questions, do not complete this form. Next, personal information, room for your last name, first name, and middle name. The next line, Oregon residence address, city and zip code, including the apartment or space number. Next line, your date of birth, month, day, and year. Next to that, your county of residence. Beneath that, your phone number. Next to that, your email address. Below that, mailing address, including city, state, and zip code, required if different than the residence address. The next section, Oregon driver's license or ID number. And there's room here to provide your seven-digit valid Oregon driver's license permit or ID number. Or, I do not have a valid Oregon driver's license number or permit ID. Here are the last four digits of my Social Security number. Or, I do not have a valid Oregon driver's license permit ID or SSN. I have attached a copy of acceptable identification. Next to that, you can choose your political party. Not a political party member, or Constitution Party, Democrat Party, Independent Party, Libertarian Party, Pacific Green Party, Progressive Party, Republican Party, Working Family Party, or other. Beneath that, your signature. I swear or affirm that I am qualified to be an elector, and I have told the truth on this registration, and there's room for your signature and the date. Please note, if you sign this card and know it to be false, you can be fined up to $125,000 and or imprisoned for up to 5 years. Beneath that, registration updates. Complete the section if you are updating your information. Room for your previous registration name, and next to that, your previous county and state. Beneath that, the home address on the previous registration, and next to that, on the same line, date of birth, month, day, and year.